Today I would like to read and to translate a poem or a writing from St. John of the Cross, which is a Christian mystic. When you say mystic, then any other thing before is false, so not Christian anymore. Blood? So when someone is called mystic, then the word before false, so it's not Christian anymore, it's just mystic, you could say. And because of his experiences, and he was disagreeing with his own group in the order where he belonged to, then he was kept in a kind of a basement, but tiny one, there. And he kept just meditating. And then he was able to write, so some of the poems come from there, from this basement. So the name of this poem is A song, is a song about a moment of ecstasy in contemplation, during contemplation. Entréme donde no supe y quedéme no sabiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. He says, I entered into that place, which I don't know. And I stayed there, in that place, without knowing. And in this, being in that place, which I don't know, and staying there without knowing, I was transcending, this is English word, transcending, transcending, okay. I was transcending all the sciences, like the science, any science. Says like, I didn't know where I was going, which place I was entering, but when I saw myself there, without knowing where I was, I understood many, many things. He says, I'm not going to say what I felt, because I stayed without knowing. Yo no supe dónde entraba, pero cuando allí me vi, sin saber dónde me estaba, grandes cosas entendí. No diré lo que sentí, que me quedé no sabiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. Again, transcending all the sciences. De paz y de piedad era la ciencia perfecta. En profunda soledad, entendida vía recta. Era cosa tan secreta que me quedé balbuciendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. He says, this perfect science, that which I understood, was about peace, bliss, and peace, and was in the most deep of the aloneness, we can say, like, I was deeply alone. I feel sometimes like we are so used to live many experiences in our life that are shareable, like we can share, we can compare, we can speak about, we can read. I feel that sometimes we have certain resistance to accept that is going in, that this going in can only be alone. Like, it's beautiful if we can share, but this very moment of going in is deeply alone. There is you and nothing else, and then not even you. In deep aloneness. So in this way, straight in to the heart, we find these secrets, like secrets are revealed. These secrets which are revealed also means that before going in, before being in that place, we could say, I had no clue that that place could even exist. That's why it was secret. And very intimate. So I couldn't speak, kind of. I wanted to speak, but no words were found. So we could say like that he stayed like as if he was an idiot. We could say like he was like kind of like trying to express like this amazing place beyond knowledge where he got to know everything. And having found this place, having felt like fall into that place, of course, like the first thing you want to do is when you go out is to scream, like to express everyone and to write, to scream, to sing, to tell all your friends and everyone you love and also whoever you find on the street you want to tell about this place. But he found himself that he, as an idiot, like he couldn't, he was not even able to speak like like this, you know. So, and being as an idiot and at the same time like transcending all the science. Estaba tan embebido, tan absorto y ajenado, que se quedó mi sentido de todo sentir privado, y el espíritu dotado de un entender no entendiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. Like, I was so much somewhere else. Like, somewhere else, we could say, like, totally present. Like, I feel like many times different traditions express this being present differently. And sometimes a tradition says, like, I'm gone. And the same, like another tradition for the same would say, like, I'm totally present. To express the same, we could say. Zen would say, you are totally present. If you are gone, you are doing it very wrong. Yeah. And other traditions would say, like, if you are still present, like, if you are fully there, then, like, you didn't get anywhere. So it's really fun to see that and to still go ahead trusting your true experience. It's empty, it's full, same, but sometimes your experience is really, really about fulfillment, about full, about abundance. And sometimes same place is totally empty. Your experience is totally like nothing is there, like totally about emptiness. And each tradition will say it radically different to say the same. So it's really fun. So I was so much gone, he says, so much like enjoying that place, the taste of that place, of knowing everything. That even my senses were gone, like they didn't make sense anymore. They didn't get me, let's say. That I was not describing that place by my feelings or by my senses. And all my being was understanding without understanding, transcending all the science. El que allí llega de vero, de sí mismo desfallece. Cuanto sabía primero, mucho bajo le parece. Y su ciencia tanto crece, que se queda no sabiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. He's saying, like, truly, like, whoever arrives there, falls into that place. Himself dies. Whoever falls into that place is left without him or herself. And everything which he knew before that, now it looks very low, like it looks like nothing, like kind of falling into that place. You cannot believe how you had been living without that. You cannot believe you had been running all your life without other, like running all your life behind another kind of knowledge. Anything other than that looks like very low, like very much nonsense to spend energy in order to get it. And staying in that place, the knowledge just grows and grows. You see clearly and clearly. You see so clearly that you stay without knowing. Like you know so much that you can just stay without knowing. Like no need to say it, to put words, like basically no need, and also you could say impossible to do it, so why to try? So the wisdom grows. You can stay without knowing, transcending all the science, all the knowledge, you could say. So if there is anything, anytime, just speak. Cuanto más alto se sube, tanto menos entendía. Que es la tenebrosa nube que a la noche esclarecía. Por eso quien la sabía queda siempre no sabiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. Like the higher I go, he said, like the less I understand, the less I have words for that. I have no words for that, but that place illuminates the night, the ignorance. It illuminates everything, even the night, even that which I was afraid of before. This place, you could say, has healing power, has illumination power. But because it doesn't go through the mind, so through our way of knowledge, getting knowledge, even while going so high, you stay without knowing. Like, it's not that you gain something that you can show. You stay in the worldly terms, you stay without nothing extra that you can show. And at the same time, transcending all the science. Este saber no sabiendo es de tan alto poder que los sabios arguyendo jamás la pueden vencer. Que no llega su saber a no entender entendiendo toda ciencia trascendiendo. This place of knowing without knowing, he's saying, like, has a lot of power. It's very high and has a lot of power. So much that even the sages, like, discussing or really, like, trying to get to the core of the knowledge, will never understand it. Even the great, like, students or people with knowledge will never be able to get it. Not even discussing it or trying to get it. Because their knowledge, the one of these people who know by books, they never get to not knowing. They gain more knowledge, but they don't have access, or as long as they don't have access to the non-knowing, then they don't know. They will not understand this place. This place of transcending the science. I think both ways. Like, we could say slowly, slowly. Doors get open towards that. Slowly, slowly. And at the same time, there is also, like, the falling. So what I feel is that the preparation for that falling is slowly. Mm-hmm. Slowly, slowly, we give space so that we keep going this direction. But then there is a falling moment. There is this moment of light or understanding. Of course, the preparation also points to that. So the preparation also includes the ability to accept that light or that falling. So we could say, like, some people say, like, glimpses of that. So the glimpses of that makes you, like, keep going this direction. And then there is the falling, which, as the falling is falling, you know.
What?
Because in this falling, in this place, what he is saying also is that it seems impossible that you had been living without that. So we could say, falling into this place, we could say, is the more true place you ever known. You had ever known. So like it's like coming home, like real home, in a way that maybe had been never experienced before.
And is it possible to lose this place again?
Yeah. This specific place, yeah. Because like the place, we could say the place, you can lose that place, but also that place is registered into yourself. So even though maybe experientially, like, is lost, something remains. So we could say is a path that had been clear in front of you. Like imagine the middle of the forest, then it's cleared, so all like you so much work clearing the path. But once the path is clear, it's much easier to walk in. Like you have a sense of like knowing where you are going, even though if you cannot get yourself, if consciously you cannot bring yourself there, you still yourselves, your heart, remember like where you are going. So then it's like, it's different, we could say. He also has many other poems, very interesting, like speaking a lot about this. You could say, after having seen, after having being in that place, how much you cannot live without that place. So falling into that place also has a certain pull towards that place. Once you have seen that, you know you cannot live without that, because that is the only thing that seems real to you, like, or the more real thing you ever had experienced. So even if you spend few more months or years or lives wandering around, like the path had been open, so like there is gravity towards there. Because I think many times when there is glimpse is a little scary, we could say. You are in your regular state and then you have glimpse and it's like, and like you run so fast towards the other direction. Like that is a glimpse, but like all your being wants to run out of that, to go back to what is known. Yeah. So, like, yeah, in my experience, like, then it's as if it's not that clearly registered in the sense. Like, glimpse, you need many glimpses to be a little sure of that, kind of. But falling there, like, it's as if someone pushes you to a inside of a swimming pool. Like, you are there, wet. This is what you know. you know, like, you still manage to go out, but that experience of this cold water all over the body is there, you know. You cannot deny it, we could say. Y es de tan alta excelencia aqueste sumo saber que no hay facultad ni ciencia que le pueden emprender. Quien se supiere vencer con un no saber sabiendo, irá siempre trascendiendo. So this falling into this knowing, again, like, is so high that it will be impossible to get there through universities or studies or anything like that. But whoever is ready to let go of the certainty, or whoever is ready to let go of their own ideas or beliefs and says yes to be no one, we could say, says yes to be no one in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of the science, says yes to live without having to show that I know, or I know more than you, like that. Then whoever is ready for that, to let himself, herself die and this thing take over, then this person will always transcend, like be beyond the regular knowledge. Y si lo queréis oír, consiste esta suma ciencia en un subido sentir de la divinal esencia. Es obra de su clemencia hacer quedar no entendiendo toda ciencia trascendiendo. He's saying, like, basically, if you want to hear about that, in other words, he's saying, in other words, I could say, to go into this place, to fall into this place, is to fall into the essence of God, or into the essence of everything, into the truth of everything, or we could say into really who you are, in other words. And he's reminding us that this falling into this place, even though we have to be ready to be dropped there, the actual dropping is not in our hands. So he's reminding us that we can go walking, like meditating, lying down, sitting, going in India, and all this. It's all what is in our hands, which is to walk towards the swimming pool in this image. But this final, like from the border of the swimming pool to inside the water, this is not your business. Like this, you cannot provoke that, you cannot make that happen. This is not in your hands. And this falling and staying there, knowing without knowing, and transcending all the science, is not in our hands. After we said yes to that, then falling can happen by another force. So if there is any question, anything that is there.
Gemma, is this, we've been talking a lot about opening up the heart. Is this an opening of the heart experience, or is it like one?
Is it like
an opening of the heart experience?
Yeah.
Or is it an opening of the heart experience? Was his heart opened at that time?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's another way of saying opening of the heart. Because this movement that we were speaking is clearly there, like the mind is gone, like that which, all that which I was relying on is gone. So what comes is something totally different, based in other territory, we could say, like based in other law system, like there is. Yeah. So that's the heart. There's the mind, the head has many laws, many made paths, roads, but the heart doesn't. So you are left like this, without earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing, like what I feel about this force is I feel is the same force that brought us to life. And this which pulled us into life has no end, like it's not like brought us into life and then will stop when we die. So this force like is there even before we remember, before we were here with the body, like pulling, and towards the light, we could say. It's unstoppable pulling towards the light. But only by our agreement, we could say, only by our yes to life, this force becomes active. Otherwise, it's just happily resting, like waiting for us to say yes, but without any sense of being in a rush or saying, oh my God, this. I'm waiting here and let's see when this guy wakes up. You know? This force. Yeah, it's not in a rush. And it's that when I feel it is always there, trying to sense our yes. And then when this little yes happens, it's as if like suddenly it cannot wait to pull. Like this. After what?
After pulling this movement.
Because I feel then, like, let's say in kids, children vocabulary, speaking like to children, like how I feel is that this force is happy. But of course, happy is not the word, but what I feel is then this force keeps on resting. That's all, like it's not, you know. Happily waiting, happily resting. And always ready to pull, you know. But we are always like really managing not to open any close, any door. But somehow sometimes we get ready and then accidents happen. Yeah, it's Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, a little difficult for me. No, that is only a very Catalan sentence. You know, we have to make difference. So.
Christian, Spanish.
Yeah, all this. And also it's in antique Spanish. So, but I'll manage. Entréme donde no supe y quedéme no sabiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. Yo no supe dónde entraba, Pero cuando allí me vi, sin saber dónde me estaba, grandes cosas entendí. No diré lo que sentí, que me quedé no sabiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. De paz y de piedad era la ciencia perfecta. En profunda soledad, entendida vía recta, era cosa tan secreta que me quedé balbuciendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. Estaba tan embebido, tan absorto y ajenado, que se quedó mi sentido de todo sentir privado, y el espíritu dotado de un entender no entendiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. El que allí llega de vero, de sí mismo desfallece. Cuanto sabía primero, mucho bajo le parece. Y su ciencia tanto crece, que se queda no sabiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. Cuanto más alto se sube, tanto menos entendía, que es la tenebrosa nube que a la noche esclarecía. Por eso quien la sabía queda siempre no sabiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. Este saber no sabiendo es de tan alto poder que los sabios arguyendo jamás la pueden vencer. Que no llega su saber a no entender entendiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo. Y es de tan alta excelencia aqueste sumo saber, que no hay facultad ni ciencia que le puedan emprender. Quien se supiere vencer con un no saber sabiendo, irá siempre trascendiendo. Y si lo queréis oír, consiste esta suma ciencia en un subido sentir de la divinal esencia. Es obra de su clemencia hacer quedar no entendiendo, toda ciencia trascendiendo.